Have you ever asked yourself, what is your purpose in this life? Why are you here? And is all your personality just the result of the experiences that you have made in your life so far? Or do you have a natural constitution? Do you have natural gifts that are just with you, that you are just able to do without anyone having that taught to you in the past? This episode is the second part of the interview with Katharina, and we will talk about human design. Because human design assumes that your soul has come to this world based on a blueprint, that you have certain gifts, that you have certain talents naturally with you, and you will live a fulfilled life when you really allow yourself to let them happen. In the first part of the podcast interview with Katharina that was published 1 week ago, you have already heard her impressive journey, how she left Germany, how she quit her job and moved to Bali. And in this podcast episode, we are diving a little bit deeper into the spiritual matter and especially human design. If we are talking about the question, like finding out what I or a person really wants in her life, maybe coming back to that topic of human design, how would you say is that something that can really help you to answer that question? Like, why am I here and what should I do with my life? And I mean, you mentioned before already a lot of good keywords about manifesting and connecting with yourself and feeling your energy. Could you shine a little bit light on that or put it into a better picture? Like, what is it about and what is human design?
So human design is or shows you a blueprint about your soul story. It connects elements from astrology, from chakra, from I Ching, and from Kabbalah. Like, everything is based on the planets, where the planets were when you were born. And human design has this experiment to complement it with where were the planets 3 months before you were born, because we have this conscious side and we have this unconscious side, like this subconscious side, and we connect it in human design. Mm-hmm. And
can
it's
I just
super powerful.
With one question, because I think astrology is maybe something where a lot of people know what it is. I mean, if you're talking about the planets, then you mentioned the chakras, they are coming from the yoga philosophy, I think. What were the other two?
Chakra is more like the energy centers in the body. Yeah, maybe you know this from yoga. Yeah,
yeah.
I Ching is like the Chinese traditional old theory, and mm-hmm. Kabbalah is the Jewish. It's like this the Jewish interpretation of the soul story.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it connects a lot of religious, a lot of sacred theories. And yeah, I love that because, I mean, also for yourself, I always say there are a lot of religions and you can pick, you can do cherry picking. You like this from this and yeah, just create your own story. Mm-hmm. But human design connects all these theories, mm-hmm. theories, and yeah, it shows you your blueprint, like what has your soul chosen to experiment in this life. And you can see a lot of things, like where's your energy in the body, like as I said, the chakras, and you can see, okay, there I have a lot of energy, and there's something like, oh, my soul has chosen, we want to be open for the world's energy, for others' energy, and also we can see the soul purpose. You can see what is my topic here in life? Why did I come to life? We also have like activations, like single activations. We call it gates in human design. We have like channels, like how is the energy in the body? How do the centers communicate with themselves? And yeah, it's super, super powerful because It depends on what the client or the person wants to know about themselves, but it describes so much, so good, the energy flow in your body. What do you really need? What do you really want? How do you deal with your own energy and how to come in your higher self? Because we always say the blueprint in human design, like this chart, we have a chart calculator, and this is where we start. I only need your birth date, birth time and place of birth. And the exact time is also really, really important because the planets move every minute, every hour, and they're super different. So we want to have the exact blueprint, or we want to make sure that we have the exact blueprint. So we have this blueprint, and then we can start the interpretation, like what is the ego center about? What is the G center? What is the Ajna? What does it mean? Like the chakra and the energy. And then it depends. Is it defined or undefined? Do you have energy in the center, or are you open to others' energy? And yeah, we start the interpretation also, like the interaction. You tell me something about your story. You tell me something about your beliefs, because we see a lot of conditionings.
Okay.
And this is the most powerful thing in human design, that you see the conditionings from your parents, from school.
Yeah. So let's say the basic idea is, first it zooms, or it comes from the philosophy, right, that your soul incarnates to the body when you are born. So if I just repeat what you said, so you say it's already kind of, or that process starts already like 3 months before you are born, based on the constellation of the planets and what that world is at that point in time. Then we say, okay, the soul incarnates in your body and there is a blueprint already. So when you are born, there are already some things that are defined, like maybe is it not really in your physical body, but more with the energy centers, what is already defined before you start to live with your parents, before you start to make experiences, before you start recognizing, oh, I'm actually an old person and I have a mother and I have a father and I'm interacting with other people and with other kids. So you have that blueprint, and you are saying, like, based on whether these energy centers are defined or not, is this already what determines your personality?
Yeah, it makes a lot of things. It makes sure a lot of things. So I would say you have chosen this blueprint. So you have this like body side, or this personal side, and you have the subconscious side, and your soul has chosen both. So it's super, super interesting to deal with both sides. We say both sides because sometimes you have a defined energy center, but it's on your subconscious, on your in your unconscious side, and then sometimes you have you feel not that connected to this energy, but it is within yourself. And also, as you said, before living with parents, before building beliefs, your own beliefs or beliefs from others, it is like we're going back to this core, like we're going back to your true self in human design. And that's super, super powerful, because we shed layers. It's always about layers. We collect so, so many layers in school, in our environment, through social media, everything. So we collect these layers, and now we shed these layers again. We see, oh, there's a conditioning. Oh my God, I see that's a belief. That's an old story I always tell myself. That's an old story I repeat. I don't want to have this pattern. And we go back to the core, and you see your true self, and that's so powerful, so beautiful, and it's super, super transforming.
So we are saying, like, the soul really chooses to incarnate to a certain body, to a certain small human being, a baby, to come to this life, to come to this world. And let's say you have that blueprint, but then you're making experiences that somehow, I don't know, hide your true self, like who you actually are, what are actually, you'd say, your the maybe the characteristics in a way you are born with. Can you give an example where you have seen that a person got all these layers, got all these limiting beliefs from all the experiences, but then with human design, he or she actually noticed, like, hey, this is all bullshit, sorry for the expression, but everything that I have believed or I have heard in the last years, no, this is not who I am, but actually now I can see what is in my soul.
Mm-hmm. So I have this good example because we have like different centers, and the throat center, you see it here in the throat. Yeah.
Mm.
The throat center is such a powerful and also manifesting part of the body, and also in human design, because when you have energy in your throat, of what is throat? Throat is about manifesting, it's about expression, it's
speaking,
about how
right?
Do you, yeah, expression, yeah. How do you see something, how do you say something, and about when you say something, it's manifesting.
Mm.
And we have a lot of powerful energy types because in human design, it depends where do you have this defined energy centers. Then you have an energy type. And this is also connected with your strategy to come into your higher self. And yeah, this kind of basics. And back to your question and example, we have this throat, and the throat is always about manifesting. And I had a client and she was really like, I have such a quiet voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, oh, you have a defined you have a defined thought center. You're here to speak your truth. You're here to speak what you want to express. You're here to tell your story.
Yeah.
And then she said, yeah, but I don't know if someone wants to hear my story.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why do you think someone isn't interested in your story? Why do you think your voice has to be quiet? You're here to express yourself. I mean, expression is not only about having a good, powerful, loud voice. It's not about that, but it's about what is the energy, what is the frequency. And then she said, we did the reading, and then she said, oh, I feel like I don't live my design. And I said, maybe that's a wake-up call. Maybe we do this reading to have this wake-up call, to speak your truth, to share what you want to share with the world, because you're here not to live an average, not to be like everyone else or live like a little mouse. You're here to speak your truth and share everything. And it was so powerful because I looked into her heart-filling eyes filled with fire and with power, and that was so beautiful even for me.
So how does it work with the reading? So you said already you need the birth date, you need the exact time and the place, and then you have the tools to create that chart, and then you are discussing that on a one-on-one basis with your clients, and what information do you give them?
Yes, so I only need this information about yourself, and then we start like the reading. You can share also your challenges, because sometimes people have this calling to come to a reading because they want to have some answers to their questions. I'm struggling with my finances, I'm struggling with my life purpose, I'm struggling with manifesting my partner, I'm struggling with manifesting my profession, or why am I here? These are all these kind of challenges people have, or sometimes they don't know who they are and they want to have an answer. So we can set up this reading with this intention. And yeah, I start this interpretation, like, I see you have this centers, you are this energy type. So it's super important to give information about the centers, defined or not, how can you deal with your energy, What about the flow? We have something like definition or split, we say in human design. Then every energy type, as I said, has a strategy to get into this higher self, because the blueprint is the higher self. And when you see that, yeah, sometimes you see, oh, I don't live this design, so what can I do? You can follow your strategy, which is connected to the energy type. And then it's also super, super important, the authority. And the authority in human design, you can read or we can see in your chart. And this is about how do you make decisions in life. And this is super important. Like, people want to, people need this kind of guidance. So shall I listen to my gut voice? Shall I listen to my intuition? Or do I have an intuition? Or I have this little voices, but then I only decide it with my mind. And human design is so cool because it shows you the mind is never the authority. And I also guide like people, do you know this little gut voice? You come into a room, you enter a room, and your gut says, nah, I don't want to be here, but you stay. Because the mind says, oh, we have to connect with these people. Oh, my friend Anna asked me to come here. I have to be here. No, then because the first sign is your inner authority and the second sign is your mind. Because the mind is conditioned in or with something from old stories or fears. And yeah, I empower people to go back to their inner authority, to go back or to connect with the inner power, and that's super, super cool. And then yeah, sometimes we share something about the profile. We have a profile in human design which described your character and what do you really need in connection with other people and how do you recharge your energy as well. And yeah, sometimes it's so these are the basic information I want to share in the first reading. Then you can do a deep dive into the center, into the gates and the channels, into the life or the soul purpose, which is the topic for themselves. And yeah, sometimes people are really like, oh, I want to know everything. And then I say, stop, be patient and trust. There's nothing to miss. Just trust that you hear everything you need at this point. We can continue. We can continue with another deep dive reading. We can continue with another mentoring or coaching to really embody your design and to step over your challenges. But I always say, trust, you will listen. You will hear everything you really need in this moment.
Yeah, that's super cool. And I think, I mean, what I find so interesting and also amazing about that, I mean, such a human design chart. Of course, we could also put some links then in the show notes also to your website directly. But just to give a bit of picture. So basically, I mean, it looks a bit, or I think that frame is a little bit like a human person, right? And then you see these energy centers like drawn into that chart and then connected by these channels, and there are a lot of numbers, so it looks also quite complicated. But then, I mean, from that reading, and I mean, I have done that reading with you already, and I think first it was a super cool reminder, you know, to, as you said, like, go out of your mind. Like, put the focus on the other energy centers, like your heart, your gut feeling, your roots also, like listen a little bit to that. And I mean, the super interesting thing is, I mean, having that reminder, okay, you know, that data, basically that chart, it comes only from my birth date, like just from this data. And now when I had done the reading with you, like now I'm 33, like, you know, this is kind of a blueprint, which is 33 years old, if you want to formulate it like that. And I look at that and you had told me what it means, like what personality I am, what is my energy type, also what is my strategy, and what are, let's say, what are the energy centers I should listen to the most. And I really recognized myself in this. And maybe that was the same also with the other client you described, with that quiet voice that you're just looking on that chart, and then I mean you explain it and you explain the interpretation of it, and suddenly you have that feeling, or like, hey, yes, like finally I understand it, like I am like this, and there is nothing wrong, and there is no judging around it, but suddenly it all makes sense. And you gave me that strategy also to telling to me, hey, wait for invitations. Don't always just jump on people and trying to help them, but wait for invitations. And since I'm trying to apply that in my life, I have to feel like, hey, it's so much easier. It feels so much better. I'm also kind of manifesting invitations, which is super cool. Have you gotten similar feedback from other people, or how do you see it?
Definitely. I would say it's like a universal dance, because when you live your energy, when you follow your strategy, your authority, it's like a universal dance. You manifest things you really want, and you have all these answers within yourself. But sometimes you need someone in the outer world, like me. I'm like a medium. I can connect with your soul, with your blueprint, and then I see something what you really need to hear in this situation, in this life, in this moment, and then you get this kind of wake up call, because you know this, you have these answers within yourself. Even for my journey, it was the same when I wait for the invitation, because we have the same energy type. We are projectors, and we have five energy types, so we are one projector, and our strategy is to wait for invitation. And invitation doesn't mean like an email or something like that. It can be, but it can be also like and story reaction on Instagram or on DM, or someone ask you, hey, what's your opinion? Hey, what do you want to do? That's also energetical in invitation. And when you experiment this, that's super interesting, super nice. And I have to smile about all this information, all this invitation I get, and also like my power to manifest my life. And it's kind of wake up call, and it's like, oh my God, it makes sense. Oh, and it's also about like, I allow myself to be this, because we all have such a sensitive energy. I shared this before we started the interview. I have such a sensitive energy. Like I have a lot of open centers, undefined centers, as you as well. And we are super sensitive, because we get this energy from others. We multiply them, and then it's super important to let go the energy. And sometimes the energy stuck in my body, and then I feel like different, and I feel like that's not my energy. And then I have to remind myself, let go, let go, let go. And it makes sense. So I allowed myself, oh wow, that's why I really am like a huge empathy. Or this is why I'm super deep into, oh, my friend is angry. Oh, my friend is sad. I feel the same, but like in two times intensity.
Yeah.
And it makes so much sense. Yeah. So you see yourself in this blueprint, you can say, or even when you see, oh, I don't live my design, that's also fine, because it's like a wake-up call. Maybe your soul, or not maybe, your soul knows the way. And this is why you experiment a lot of things in your life you didn't want to have, like having a huge illness or feeling depressed in your job. This is why your soul sends your signals, or your body speaks to you always. Sends you signals to change something, and then you see it, and then you get this guidance and reading, and you say, oh my God, yes, now I will do this. Now I will do this. So sometimes people or clients say, oh my God, it's so easy to make decisions. Oh, I told you before the reading I had to make this decision, and I always postpone it. and now I'm totally clear. I made this decision and now I have so much energy. And I said, that's it.
Yeah. And I'm also happy that you mentioned the topic about like being sensitive and having the feeling like, you know, adopting a lot of energy from the outside, because I know a lot of people struggle with kind of having the feeling of being too sensitive, or also that we are hearing that a lot from other people who then maybe have a different energy type, and they are based on their blueprint not so sensitive as we are, so they maybe cannot relate to that. But also having that understanding, okay, there is nothing wrong with me, it's just the constitution that I have, it's based on my blueprint, there is a certain reason for it. And I think also with the human design reading, there's the possibility to develop the strength out of that, and not just feeling it as it's kind of a burden, but then to really see, hey, first, it's nothing to judge about, it's actually a strength, not a weakness, and I can build up on this, and I can get a strategy if somebody tells me what exactly I should do with it to make, as you say, like to go into that state of being your true self, being your highest self.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. I mean, human design is like an experiment. So even me, I know my human design. I always try to embody my higher self, but we have this conscious, we can do this conscious decision. Do I want to live in this higher self or lower self? Do I want to switch into the frequency, into the energy to, so I want to live the higher self, or is it just, or I'm feeling stuck, or I don't want to change something, or I'm into this victim mentality. And yeah, you always have this conscious decision to live your higher self and to get in this. And I experiment, like my body tells me a lot when I'm ill. I know, oh my God, the spleen center, I haven't defined spleen center. The spleen center is always about well-being. It's where the immune center is based. And I always see, okay, when I'm ill, maybe I didn't listen to my body. Or even if I have a sore throat, I knew, did I really speak my truth? I asked myself. So then I go back into this kind of analysis. And then I go back and remind myself, oh, follow your strategy, follow your authority, and then energy will change. And yeah, your body tells you something about your energy. I mean, your body is your manifesting energy. That's also like, as we said, the voice. Do I speak my truth? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Do I have to hide something? Maybe this is why I think I have a quiet voice.
So if some of the listeners now get really, really interested, or also having the feeling, yeah, I'm struggling with something, or I'm feeling I'm a bit stuck in my life, or I need to change something and I don't know what, or I don't really know who I am and I need to figure that out. So and if they think, hey, human design reading would be really, really cool, and that would help, because then basically you get all the information. I got a lot of information from you. I mean, what I mentioned now, it was just like a very, very small share of everything that we had discussed. And I mean, you give a lot. I mean, and also that it comes, you create that wonderful document where I had a summary then about my type and about my energy type and my profile and my strategy and everything explained, and the chart itself, of course. So if somebody is interested in that, where can people find you, and how can they contact you?
The easiest way is directly on Instagram. I think we will connect it here in the episode and the show notes. And it's super easy, like Katharina Fötzl is my name, and you find me on Instagram, and this is the easiest way. And you can book a reading, super simple. As we mentioned before, the birth time is like the most important thing, and you can have a reading without your exact birth time, but I would recommend to get this information, ask your mom, or you can go to the official states, and we can also do like mentoring, But then I would recommend to do a 30 minutes free clarity call to see, okay, how can I help you? Where are you? Where do you want to go? What's your goal? And how can we create the mentoring which fits exactly for you and to get the best results? Because you deserve it. You deserve to live your true self. You deserve your wonderful, magical, manifested life and the life you always wanted to live. You don't need to get stuck in this situation where you are right now.
Yeah. And I think that's a great summary also of the whole journey that you have done yourself and what where you can now be a role model for others. I mean, with that whole way how you have changed your life and how you have found your purpose. So I would say thank you a lot for sharing all that. It was super, super powerful. And I think people will hopefully get a lot of inspiration about our conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my God, it was so beautiful. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
And yes, I can also say human design is such a powerful tool. And also, yeah, connect with your true self.
Yeah.
And yeah, you deserve it.
Yes. Nice. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you had some inspiring insights on your journey to spotlight your true self. If you don't want to miss the next episode, then please subscribe to this podcast, and you would make me very happy if you would give this podcast a rating if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and if you would recommend this podcast to your friends, to your family, to your colleagues, or whoever where you think this person would find support in the topics that I am discussing here. If you would like to follow me on social media, you can find me on LinkedIn and on Instagram under @michaela.kettner.fi. And if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you can find, of course, all the contact details in the show notes of this podcast.